Hey, this is H1, and we're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. Hopefully, you're here for the right reasons, trying to learn how to play chess, because I don't got time for your nonsense. But anyway, we are going to be learning from ChatGPT, because I asked that AI, what is the three best beginner openings that you can use? So, let's get started. The first opening that it said that, you know, beginners should be using is the Italian game. What is the Italian game? Well, let me show you. It starts off like this. E4, E5, knight to F3, attacking this pawn on E5. And then we got this next move, knight to C6. And if you're listening to this, like, just on audio, it's fine. Just follow along. This is your visualization test. But after the move knight to C6, we got this move, bishop to C4, that initiates the Italian game. This is what ChatGPT says. This is what the advice that it gives. And I'm going to tell you if it's truthful or not. It says, it is a straightforward opening that aims to control the center of the board and develop minor pieces quickly. Beginners can learn this opening and follow with logical moves such as castling their king and then plan their next moves based on the opponent's responses. I mean, the last part is pretty obvious, but no, it is a straightforward opening that you can develop your pieces very easily. I know most beginners actually play the Italian game first before they play, like, I don't know, the Roy Lopez, or then they play the Evans Gambit, or they can branch out to so many different openings in the Italian game before they actually start becoming a D4 player. I actually used to be an E4 player, and I actually started out with the Double Fianchetto at first. If you haven't watched the first podcast, it's on Spotify. Go listen to that. But I actually started out with the Double Fianchetto, and then usually players go into the Italian game with the knight to f3, bishop c4 sequence. Most people continue on developing pieces by castling kingside, developing this knight on b1, and developing this bishop by pushing this pawn on d3, and developing this bishop to either g5 or e3, and then putting the rooks on the open files. Now, the second beginner opening that a ChatGPT gives is the Roy Lopez. What is the Roy Lopez? Well, it is e4, e5, knight to f3, knight to c6, and it has to be these exact sequences. So if black doesn't play the move e5 first, then it is a completely different opening. If you don't know what opening theory is, I do explain that in my other episodes on the podcast. Bishop b5, though, is the move that initiates the Roy Lopez, attacking this knight that is on c6, and usually continue with moves like a6, knight to f6, even d6 hasn't been played. But yeah, bishop b5 initiates the Roy Lopez. If you're done with playing the Italian game, usually players who are beginners switch to the Roy Lopez. Now, I will say this, I will try to preface these openings as saying, when you face off against tougher opponents, you're not in the grandmaster type of level. So you don't have to worry about specific variations in these type of games. You don't got to worry about that. All you got to worry about is developing your pieces, getting your king to safety as fast as possible in these variations. You don't have to worry about specific traps that can happen, or like the plots from your opponent's plan in the opening that could put you in a semi-worst position. You don't have to worry about that in the beginning until you face off against tougher opponents. Because most people would say that the Roy Lopez is super sharp for beginners. It's not really a starter opening and all this other jargon. But I would say that it's actually a pretty good opening if you know exactly what to do. And so let's preface this right quick. If I was continuing on with this line, right, and my opponent plays knight to f6, you can play a very simple, boring, solid type of opening by just doing d3, protecting this pawn. But if you want to play something super exciting, then you can castle the king, and then it leads to more exciting different type of variations. Because after they take the pawn on e4, if you are watching this, which you can watch this on Spotify and YouTube, you could do d4, all right? And once you do d4, this just goes down a rabbit hole that I don't think that most people want to go down. All right, so let's get into the last opening that ChatGPT suggests, which is it is the Queen's Gambit. Now, the Queen's Gambit is a very solid opening. If you know what the Netflix series is, then hey, we're not exactly talking about that character. We're talking about the actual opening on the board. Let's stay focused now. All right, no messing around. We're asking ChatGPT how to get better, how to improve our chess skills. But anyway, the Queen's Gambit is a good opening. Let me show you exactly what it looks like right quick. It starts off with the move d4. After d4, d5, then we have this next move, which is c4, that initiates the Queen's Gambit. Now, If the opponent plays the move e6, that initiates the queen's gambit decline. If they do d takes on c4, that initiates the queen's gambit accepted, which you can take the pawn back very easily. It's some grandmasters, some players don't even consider this as a gambit, which the word gambit just means that you're sacrificing a pawn or two pawns or a whole piece for activity or some other type of advantage, which the queen's gambit, you already know that you're going to get the pawn back. Because your next move is usually e3. You can even do e4 in this position and be just fine. You could do knight to f3 and delay taking the pawn back. This is what ChatGPT says about the queen's gambit. It says here, this opening involves sacrificing a pawn in exchange for better center control. It is an excellent choice for beginners who prefer a move defensive style play. And it can create a solid foundation for the rest of the game. And then this is the last things that I have to say. Of course, these are just suggestions, and other openings also have their advantage and disadvantages. It's best to explore different openings and find the one that suits your playing style and preferences, which any player, any chess player, any coach would say that last part verbatim, which I'm really actually amazed that ChatGPT went over and got this information in less than 30 seconds. But that is the advice that ChatGPT would give, and hopefully you enjoyed this video. And yeah, hit that like button if you really like this information. And until next time.